Well, it's that time of year when you're invited to lace up your walking shoes and join in a fundraiser to support the ongoing maintenance of the Lower Silver Mine wetlands. That's the bit located between Fishhook and Clovelly, for those who need a sort of a geographical marker. It's the annual Source to Sea hike this coming weekend. Now, last year, over 180 Capetonians joined in, and in doing so, they managed to raise roughly 20,000 rand. And this is an event that's organised every year by the Riverine Rovers, who are a group dedicated to restoring this area to its natural state and pristine beauty. They're hoping to have even more boots on the ground this weekend, and it's a pleasure to touch base again with Martin Schultz of the Riverine Rovers. Martin, welcome back to the show.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Pepper. It's always wonderful to be on your show.
Thank you, and I'm always happy to be able to support this event because I know the work that you guys are doing down there is incredible and important. Martin, particularly exciting for you this year, though, because we are speaking at a time when there's a lot of activity going on in that wetland area because of the City of Cape Town's latest phase of rehabilitation work, which got underway in February, I think. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. So the first phase of the City of Cape Town dredging took place last year, and there is a follow-up phase two dredge. Initial work has been done since February, March, and we're hoping that this week the big machinery will be coming in to do the phase two of the dredge. Really, really excited.
So in the midst of all of this, with big city projects going on, Martin, won't you remind us what sort of work this fundraising walk supports from your side? Because people might assume that because the city's teams are at work, there's no need to continue supporting what you're doing, but I'm sure you would disagree.
Yeah, I mean, we are very much eyes on the ground. We work very closely with the City of Cape Town. And I think that for those who have visited the area over the years, we've done a lot to maintain the walkways, the signage, basic maintenance, etc. Yes, a lot of that is meant for the City of Cape Town, but we support them in that. Through this fundraising endeavor, we employ part-time two river wardens who assist on a weekly and a daily basis with basic litter cleanup and maintenance, etc. So, yeah, it's really much more than the city's doing. It's obviously a very important and very costly activity that the city is involved in, but we are really eyes on the ground.
Now, speaking of on the ground, we want boots on the ground this weekend. Martin, tell us a little bit more about the hike on Saturday.
Yeah, so this is the 13th Source to Sea hike that's been run. There are three distances to choose from, 12.5, 8.5 and 5.5 kilometres. The first one, the 12.5, starts in Silver Mine Nature Reserve, just below the dam wall, so you need to go into the reserve to start that one. The second one is at gate two of Silver Mine, which there's no cost to go in for gate two. That's the 8.5, and then the 5.5 is starts in the gravel parking lot at the base of Clovelly Road, so just off Main Road on the left hand side, and it's a circular walk. But all three of these hikes, everybody's meeting at 8 o'clock. We will start walking at 8:30, and obviously the longer hikes will take a little bit longer and should be finished by about 1 o'clock. 8.5 should be finished by maybe 11 or 12, and the 5.5 should be finished by about 10 or 10:30. So it's really, we're trying to cater for everybody's needs.
To take part in one of these routes, Martin, what's the story? Do you simply show up, or do you need to register in advance? What should our listeners know?
Yeah, it's ideally if they could WhatsApp me. I think you can share the number at the end of the the interview, and then we can put them onto the WhatsApp group for that particular distance, and we can also share the flyer for each distance. But people can just pitch up, and then they can make a cash donation. This year, we've got three or four options for payment, either through SnapScan, through an EFT, or this year we've got Quickit as well, or there's cash. But we're trying to get as much money paid in beforehand And we want to really this year try and reach our target of 25,000. It costs us about 50,000 rand a year to do the work that we do do.
So two ways to sign up. Firstly, I've tweeted the flyer that's got all of the information about the walk. It's on my account at PJC Hudson, and I've also tagged at Cape Talk. So if you're on Twitter, you can find all the information there. Otherwise, Martin, if you want somebody to send you a WhatsApp, what's the number to use?
They can WhatsApp me on 083-461-3840. And I will send them, and if they could just indicate which distance they'd like to do, and I'll send them all the details.
It's 083-461-3840, and you're sending a message to Martin indicating whether you want to do the 5.5, 8.5, or 12.5 kilometres. Martin, I hope it's going to be extremely well attended. 184 walkers last year. Let's hope it goes over 200 on Saturday, and wishing you every success with the event.
Wonderful. Thank you, Pepper. And just one last thing. I do want to say that, the Clovelly Golf Club have been fantastic, allowing us to walk through the golf club with that shorter distance. And also the Fishhook Athletics Club have offered to have runners actually run all three routes and pick up litter along the way.
Fantastic.
Just to ensure that the experience is as positive as possible.
Bravo to all of them, and good luck to everybody taking part. Thank you again, Martin Scholtz, speaking there on behalf of the Riverine Rovers.